I think that's the disappointing thing for me since I've been at the club, that we lurch into a crisis very, very quickly. Listen, I understand we were woeful and embarrassing the other night, and it hurts me to say that, but of any team of mine, there was no appetite to play the game in a cup tie. I can understand the criticism, and I'll take it, but to say there's a crisis, you know, we should be looking forward to, you know, looking forward to the future of the club. As I said in the summer, it's like rebuilding the club. Look, we got to the playoff final, and we've lost six of that team who got us there. Mm-hmm. You know, and so far haven't been able to replace them. So we're just in the process with the new owners of the last 3-4 weeks in the loan market, which is a difficult market, of course. So, you know, it's judges after, you know, 12, 15 games. And that's the most important part. So we go into the national break. We're unbeaten. It was only a week ago that we're all watching us against Brentford, saying that's the best Villa performance I've seen for a long, long time. It was a week ago. Now all of a sudden we're in crisis, and that goes with the territory. I can understand it, and I can understand the criticism after the other night, because believe me, I was the first to criticise myself.
You mentioned there the loan market's difficult. Haron Mukudi is one that you've been linked with. Mm. And I know a striker's high on your agenda.
Yeah, I think the Mukudi one's going to be a little bit difficult, mainly because I think the boy's only a young boy, and whether it's the right time for him to leave France, I think that's the big complication there. We're linked with a striker, yes. I hope we can progress that sometime today. We'll keep our fingers crossed on that one. But, you know, as I've said, I'm not going to just go into the market for the sake of it. If I'm going to go into the market, it has to be for the right reason and better than what we've got. Because, you know, you can't just stockpile players. And so that's my principle on it. You know, I'd rather go without than just bring more bodies in which are not going to improve us.
The striker, could he excite the fans if it happens?
Yes, it could excite the fans. Well, it certainly excites me. Mm-hmm. He's a really, really top player. We'll hope, keep our fingers crossed. I'll know in the next few hours.
Hate to be a pain. What do you think the odds are?
Yesterday, I thought there were 70-30. Today, maybe 50-50. So, you know, it's edging this morning closer. We'll see.
Now you move on to a game again. And you had injuries, which were... To key players, Grealish, McGinn, these are key players.
Codger.
Probably your three main ones.
We've got some niggles and some knocks, and that's why they didn't play the other night at Burton, you know. So, but I expect them. We'll see what training is today. But hopefully, at least two or three of them will be, or three out of the four will be fit.
And you're convinced that whatever the scoreline is, it'll be a different Aston Villa.
I think we've got the makings of a very decent team. So please, don't judge me on Burton. Yeah. I can understand losing to Burton. No disrespect to them. Losing to them hurts everybody and myself. But I've got the makings of a very, very decent side coming through. Let's see what today brings, and we'll see what happens.
Of course, Sheffield United at Bramall Lane can be a tough prospect.
Yeah, they were thereabouts all last year. Christy Wilder has done a fantastic job, and it's always a tough place to go and play. So we know one thing: we're going to have to roll up our sleeves and show a bit of resilience, because you have to at Sheffield against Chris's team, and that goes for the Championship as well. You know, it's not different. You get different teams every other week. Sheffield United play a certain way. They play three at the back, and done it very successfully. So a big challenge ahead.
Do you think that the Championship, it's classed by many as probably the toughest league on the planet, not the best, but the toughest league to get out of?
Tom, we go into tomorrow. We're eighth game in the first month of the season, and I've said many, many times, it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous, and now September comes out the road, because we're out the cup, we've got 8 instead of 9. So it is an endurance test, difficult, and there's some big clubs, big clubs in it. There's not just Aston Villa, there's Leeds, there's the two Sheffield clubs, there's Middlesbrough. It's
20 of them have been in the Premier League.
Correct. And that shows you how difficult it is. And some, and some. I mean, we've been out the Premier League now a couple of years. You know, Sheffield United have been in for 17 years, something like that. Sheffield Wednesday's another one when you talk about Sheffield. So it's always a demand in a physically big league. So it's all to play for. But I've got the makings of a very, very decent squad of players, which obviously I'm delighted about. Since the input of the new owners have come in, the three or four who we've brought in really excites me. Keeping hold of Grealish and McGinn are a wonderful combination. When I get Bolasie right and Magazi gets up to it, Kodja coming back fit, you know, and hopefully add another centre forward to us, then we've got the makings of a very decent team.
Is that how you'll turn the good performances like Brentford into wins?
Well, look, football's a strange one. What arguably our worst two performances we've got were wins. So it's unpredictable. But all you can do on performance, I was quietly encouraged of the three league games, even though we didn't win. I thought we did. Were excellent against Ipswich, give a poor goal away. We were excellent against Reading, give a poor goal away. Individual errors cost us. We could have been sitting with another 3-4 points, sitting at the top of the league. However, we're thereabouts after four games or whatever it is. Long way to go, and you know, long slog ahead.
Finally, Christian Perslow comes in, new chief executive. What do you know?
Yeah, I spoke to Christian last night. I mean, he's got a wealth of experience and been involved with two of the biggest clubs in this country. So a great appointment. I look forward to meeting him today. He's coming in today for the first time, and spoke to him on the phone.